We're about to talk about something that's not getting a lot of attention right now nationally. If I had to guess, most of you guys haven't even heard about what we're about to talk about. This is something that really confuses me about the woke agenda. They like to pretend like they're all about equality. Everything and everybody should be equal. They want women coaching in the NBA. They want women playing football. They want women taking on roles that are traditionally male. They want women running the world. But when it comes to sports, just this one thing, the equality ends for the wokers. They don't want an even playing field, at least when it comes to women's sports, because they want men to be able to compete in women's sports. Now, of course, these aren't real men. I apologize. I need to start using the proper pronouns. Let me think for a second. I need to figure out how I can say this and be politically correct. These people want women who were born with a penis to be able to compete athletically against women who were born with a vagina. So if you're in high school and you're a dude who identifies as female, and let's say you're 6'3", 6'4", 235 pounds, and you want to be on the women's wrestling team, that's perfectly fine with the wokers. There has been a push in certain states to allow men to compete in women's sports. Now, before we go any further, have any of you guys ever stopped and wondered, why are they doing this? Why is there such a big push for this to happen? They're doing this to confuse gender roles. Women become men. Men become women. We're getting to a point where the damn animals are smarter than half the human population. Have you ever had a male dog come up to you and tell you, you know what, I really want to be a bitch? Have you ever seen a cross-dressing frog? Have you ever come across a non-binary pansexual giraffe? Have your kids ever come home from the zoo and told you that they witnessed two female goats having sex with each other? Yeah, me either. Me either. Next thing you know, the far left will want the taxpayers to fund sex changes for animals. I don't understand why time is being wasted trying to determine if men should be allowed to compete in women's sports. It just doesn't make any sense. Seems like an easy problem to solve. The answer is no. According to the Williams Institute, 0.6% of the American population identify as transgender. That equates to around 2.1 million people, 42,000 people per state on average. That is a tiny, tiny fraction of the population. Yet, we're all expected to make laws and regulations to satisfy 0.6% of the population. And look, I am not blaming transgender people for this. It's not their fault. Once again, this is another segment of the population that's being used by the damn wokers so they can accelerate their agenda. A couple of hours ago, the state Senate in Louisiana voted to overturn Governor John Bel Edwards' veto on the transgender sports bill ban. The transgender sports bill essentially put into law what us normal people already know. Men aren't allowed to compete in women's sports. It doesn't matter if you identify yourself as female. To the rest of us, you're still a dude, at least when it comes to participating in sporting events. This now moves to the House in Louisiana, and if they vote to overturn the governor's veto, then Louisiana will go back to normal. Boys compete against boys, girls compete against girls. As expected, the far left having a fit over this. Why can't little Tommy play against the girls? It gives him the best chance to get a participation trophy. If you listen to the woke politicians in Louisiana, then we find out the real reason they want transgender people to be allowed to play against the gender they identify with. Guess what this all boils down to? Money. The state of Louisiana is being backed into a corner by the NCAA. That damn organization that needs to be abolished immediately. The NCAA serves absolutely no purpose besides exploiting college athletes for money. The Final Four is scheduled to be held in New Orleans next year. And the city needs it. They need it. The economy in New Orleans has been destroyed in the last 12 to 18 months. Not by the Covey. The Covey took all the blame. The real culprit is the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, who refused to allow the city to reopen, even when every other city and state down here went back to normal. If there was any time that New Orleans needed an event like the Final Four, it's now. New Orleans needs the money. Hell, the state of Louisiana needs the money. The Final Four brings in over $100 million. It would be the first major event New Orleans has hosted since the pandemic. Now, you might be wondering, what the hell does the Final Four and the NCAA have to do with a transgender bill in Louisiana? Funny you should ask. Casey has the answer for you. Back in April, the NCAA threatened to remove the Final Four from New Orleans next year if they didn't allow transgender athletes to compete in Louisiana against the gender they identify with. You know, because the NCAA is against discrimination. The NCAA refuses to do business with cities and states who aren't inclusive to all people. So the wokers in power in Louisiana are doing everything they can to get this done. And look, in a sense, I kind of understand why. The Final Four would help the people who live in New Orleans. I'm not going to give these politicians credit and say they're doing this for their citizens, but appeasing the NCAA would benefit the citizens of Louisiana, mainly New Orleans. But at some point, someone has got to take a stand against the lunacy, just like the city of Charlotte did back in 2017. Charlotte was scheduled to host the NBA All-Star Weekend that year. The NBA ended up moving the game to New Orleans because North Carolina passed a restrictive transgender law. It cost the city of Charlotte hundreds of millions of dollars, but they did the right thing. They didn't back down to the NBA. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was around the time the wokers were trying to allow men who identified as women to use the women's restroom. There are obvious issues with that. I don't need to explain it to you. North Carolina wasn't having it. They said, to hell with the NBA. Take your woke all-star game elsewhere. We don't need it. We are not allowing men to use the same bathroom as innocent young girl children. I had actually forgotten all about that until I was doing research for this story. It's just another example of the NBA being on the wrong side of an issue. These sports leagues, one day, they're going to figure this out. Americans are starving for common sense right now. They're tired of being told left is right, up is down, man is woman, cat is dog. There has been a flat-out rejection of woke politics. If you don't believe that to be the case, just look at ratings for the NBA Finals. The final number was released for Game 5 the other night. We covered the preliminary rating yesterday, which I believe was around 6.2 million. Final number for Game 5? 9.6 million, a drop of nearly 50% from 2019. The NBA lost 9 million viewers in 2 years, mainly due to their far-left politics. LeBron James and his push to defund the police. Now we have the NCAA endorsing transgender athletes. Basically, that's what they're doing, which flies in the face of the entire woke agenda. The far left is supposedly all about advancing women. You start allowing boys to compete in girls' sports at a young age, middle school, high school, women's sports will cease to exist altogether. Goodbye, WNBA. Goodbye, Gwen Berry. You know what makes this even more pointless in Louisiana? The state of Louisiana, they have never had an instance where a transgender boy has asked to play a girl's sport. It's never happened, not one time. So this damn bill, all of this is useless. It doesn't matter. I guess all the kids in Louisiana are choosing to remain in the gender roles that they were born with. You know, those damn kids. Why don't they want a sex change? It is ridiculous that the NCAA will remove the Final Four from New Orleans over a transgender bill. Hell, it's ridiculous for them to do this over any political bill. This is another reason why politics should never be involved in sports. Going down this path, we're never going to have another major sporting event in a red state or a red city. Good luck planning the Super Bowl. Places like New England, not a great place to be in February. All right, time to let me know your thoughts. What do you think of the NCAA threatening to remove the Final Four from New Orleans over a transgender law? Also, do you guys hate the NCAA as much as I do? Should the NCAA be abolished? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.